Gary, what's this now? A 4-game unbeaten run, 2 clean sheets, going in for manager of the month?
Oh no, there's no chance of that, mate. Yeah, pleased for me. I don't think we're our best today. I thought we only played in little pockets, and I don't think the pitch helped us today. I mean, nothing to do with Paul. I think the drying wind made it bobbly. We tried to get it wet, we couldn't get it wet, so I don't think we could really zip it about. I thought we had a good start, and then I thought we went a little bit sloppy. I think it's a testament to how far we've come that the lads are really disappointed they've not won.
I mean, your heart must have been in your mouth right at the death. I think just before he blew the whistle, was it Andy Pearson hit the bar with the header?
Well, I think Luke should score before it, and the keeper's made a great save, and he's about 3 yards out, but I just pointed out to him there, he's not scored since 1974, so we couldn't hold out much hope, you know what I mean?
So he's in his 40s, is he?
Yeah, he's in his 40s. I thought Andy Pearson was excellent, by the way, but it's a great chance, and tits the bar, and what a good time it would have been to score. I mean, he blew his whistle 3 seconds later.
Yeah.
But the best chance was probably Lee Gregory's header. Clear header, 6 yards out, and he's got great power on it, but he's just headed it at a height. If he heads it down, it's a goal. I mean, that's the best chance of the game for me. But yeah, we're disappointed, but onwards.
Is that a thing, though, with such a young team? I mean, I think the secretary was telling me the average age is something like 20 and a half.
Well, I don't think it's that old, is it? I think he's put Andy Pearson down at 42 there. Yeah, I mean, we're 19, 20, whatever. I mean, the young boys, I think today some of them looked a little bit leggy, maybe at all the blue, and they're getting a few results and the first win, and I don't know, I just thought we looked a little bit leggy at times, but you know, we've come a long way in a few weeks, mate.
Well, some of your results, I mean, obviously there was the draw with Barrow in your first game, but just recently, you know, Guiseley are up in the playoff places, there's a draw with Fylde.
I think Fylde were top when we drew with them. You know, Gainsborough, we should have won out there. I mean, that was, you know, travesty really, we should have won. We beat Solihull and then we get a good point today. But, you know, the lads are disappointed. But, you know, like I said, the result's not the most important thing for us at the minute. It's about a performance, and we're making mistakes, but we're making progress as well.
Well, as I say, you know, 2 consecutive clean sheets. Not too long ago, before Christmas, that would have been unthinkable here. The team would have just crumbled.
Yeah, and to be fair, we've got, you know, a young fullback in. We've got the right back playing at centre-half. So, yeah, we've jigged it around a little bit. But I think Josh and Perry have struck up a good little partnership, and you know, it's better all over the pitch. I mean, I think Boyle for a start today was excellent. You know, he's 17. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's done excellent. I mean, we're playing up at Guiseley Wednesday. I mean, I don't know if his mum will let him stay out that late. So, you know, he was terrific today. I thought he was excellent. Excellent.
You say you got Guiseley on Wednesday. Do you fancy the same side? You know.
Yeah, we'll go and have a go. No, not a problem to us. You know, we've. You know, they're a good side and respect them. You know, Mark's got a good side, but we're certainly not frightened. And we'll go there and think we can win. Of course we will.
What's your... I know you've been quoted as saying you go into every game to win. At the end of the season, survival, I suppose, is just far too much to hope for. But what would make you think it's been a decent run at the coming start of May?
Well, just to keep popping good performances off. And to learning and to see some of the lads taking things on board that, you know, that are new to them and that they weren't doing before, and suddenly they're taking them on now, and it's resonating, sticking with them, and that's progress. You know, if we can improve every player just 10%.
And are you growing a beard?
No, but thanks for asking.
Cheers.